Here's your Roto Report for Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Atlanta Hawks. The Cavs win it 94-82, and it was not that close. It was close in the first quarter. Cavs led 26-21. It was close at halftime. Cavaliers led 54-49, but the Cavaliers, with a dominating third quarter, a smothering defense, they outscored Atlanta 30-17 in the third quarter to take an 84-66 lead. And unlike Game 1, they did not allow Atlanta to get within single digits in this game and cruised to that 94-82 victory. And it was LeBron James setting the tone early with 13 first-quarter points as he attacked the injured Damari Carroll. Kudos to Damari Carroll for even playing in this game. But LeBron James knew he was wounded, knew he was hurt, and he went right at him early and finished that first quarter with 13 points to give the Cavaliers a five-point lead after one on the road. They kept that five-point lead into halftime and then really turned it up defensively in the third quarter as well as offensively, and the Cavaliers got contributions from everybody once again. It was a total team effort. Yes, LeBron James led the Cavaliers with 30 points, 11 assists, and 9 rebounds, coming a rebound shy of a triple-double, but when you get the efforts that you got from a Tristan Thompson, 7 points and 16 rebounds, James Jones off the bench, 3 of 5 from long range for 9 points, J.R. Smith didn't have the huge game that he had in Game 1, but he was effective in 32 minutes off the bench with 9 points and outstanding defense. Matthew Dellavedova filling in for the injured Kyrie Irving, who did not play a single minute, didn't even suit up in Game number 2. Delly, 11.6 rebounds, 4 assists in 37 minutes, and did a great job on Jeff Teague, holding him to 12 points in this contest. And Iman Shumpert was the other guy that really stepped up offensively, 16 points and 4 rebounds. He was 4 of 6 from long range. The Cavaliers made 12 threes in this contest. They out-rebounded the Atlanta Hawks 47-39, and they imposed their will on the Atlanta Hawks. They out-physicaled Atlanta. They outshot Atlanta. They out-rebounded Atlanta. They dominated this game in the second half, holding Atlanta to just 33 points in the second half. That's 2 games in a row now where the Cavaliers have made some halftime adjustments and come out with that intensity and dominated the second half, and they get 2 road wins because of it. They are now up 2 games to none on Atlanta, going back to Cleveland with Game 3 on Sunday, Game 4 on Tuesday at Quicken Loans Arena, and this series could be over after 4 games, and if that's the case, that would be huge for the Cavaliers, especially for Kyrie Irving, if he's able to play again. Don't know. Cavaliers aren't saying much, but if you can get him 2 weeks worth of rest, the first game of the NBA Finals will be June 4th, either at Golden State or at Houston. But if Kyrie can get those 2 weeks of rest, that might help him be able to come back and play in the NBA Finals. If not, next man up, and that man was Matthew Dellavedova, who got the start tonight. And again, the bench solid as they contributed 20 points off the bench. They also grabbed 5 rebounds, dished out 2 assists, had 4 steals. So the Cavaliers showing that they are indeed a close-knit unit. They are a team, everybody picking each other up offensively, defensively, and they are dominating this series against the number 1 seed, the Atlanta Hawks, who are now banged up like the Cavaliers. Damari Carroll played. Kudos to him for playing, but he wasn't much of a factor tonight. Only 6 points on 2 of 6 shooting, and LeBron had his way with Damari Carroll. They also lost Kyle Korver to an ankle injury in the second half. He left the arena on crutches. His status for Game number 3, unknown at this point. Al Horford went down with a knee injury. He returned in the game, but he is now banged up. So other teams are starting to get a sense of what it's like to be the Cleveland Cavaliers, but the Cavaliers, channeling their inner Ohio State football team, doing a great job of overcoming adversity and doing it mostly defensively with enough offense, led by the King, LeBron James, 30 points, 11 assists, 9 rebounds, a rebound shy of a triple-double, and then other guys pitching in, and the Cavaliers with a chance to really take control. Not that they haven't already, but a win in Game 3 to go up 3-0 on the Atlanta Hawks with a win on Sunday at the Q. That pretty much would spell the end of the Atlanta Hawks, and the sooner they can dispose of them, the better for the Cavaliers. So there's your recap, your Roto report on Game number 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Once again, the Cavaliers win it 94-82, and it wasn't that close Game 3 Sunday in Cleveland. One final note, no word yet if Kyrie Irving will play in Game number 3 of this series. If I'm the Cavaliers, I keep him out if I can. Maybe I dress him and have him on the bench on a standby basis just in case. But if I'm the Cavaliers and I can get away without playing Kyrie Irving anymore in this series, that would go a long way to maybe getting him ready for the NBA Finals. So there's your Roto report for Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Cavaliers win it by 12, up 2 games to none.